Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And we have an update now on a story we brought you when we were in Tampa covering the Republican National Convention. We met Vernon Yates, a freelance animal trapper whose home has become a shelter for rescued animals, everything from baboons and birds to bears and alligators. Here we met the tigers.
It's called chuffing. It's a tiger breeding.
This is a white tiger with brown stripes. Oh, yeah, the heart got going there. But for 3 years, one animal eluded Vern, a male rhesus macaque, Tampa's so-called mystery monkey, a symbol of freedom, with his own Facebook page and fans, some of whom sent death threats to Vern, because Vern agreed with wildlife officials that the monkey would be safer in captivity. Well, last month, the monkey attacked a woman. Yesterday, Vern was part of a team who captured him, and he tried to talk about it to WTSP News Channel 10 in Tampa.
From day one, I was always in fear that he would get killed.
Well, Vernon Yates joins us on the line. Vernon, you old softy, this was an emotional thing for you.
It still is.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a long time coming. It was hard. People threatening to kill me over it.
So what's going to happen now? Because we know the woman that was attacked has had her rabies shots, and there are some reports that the monkey may be able to just be in isolation for a while and then may be okay.
He went to a vet's office to make sure that he doesn't have anything such as hepatitis, herpes. Rabies is pretty safe that he didn't have it. As soon as we're getting cleared of all of that, then we'll start trying to place him at home. And I personally want him into a smaller facility somewhere local right here. The type of monkey he is, bigger facilities really don't want him, and I don't want to just give him to somebody who's going to take him for the publicity, then pass him on to somebody else. Whatever place we put him, we want to make sure that he goes there for the rest of his life.
And you don't want him ending up back with you. You know, again, you work with law enforcement, hold on to animals when there's legal issues over them. You know, people thought you were just being tough on this monkey, but you actually obviously cared about this monkey. Tell us again why it's so important for you that he not be roaming around, which was such a romantic notion for so many people.
First and foremost, I'm not in favor of any non-native wildlife living loose in the environment, because when non-native wildlife is introduced, it messes up the lives of the native stuff that should be there. Second reason is that I knew what would eventually happen to the monkey is that he would end up biting somebody, and least thankful that they didn't just push the issue and go shoot and kill him and test him for rabies. You can look at it in some ways and say it's sad that he's going to be confined, but at the same time, he will be with his own kind.
And this hunt, I mean, it's like you're Ahab and you've finally caught your great white whale that you pursued.
Yeah.
You would be with teams that would hit him with a tranquilizer dart. He'd pull it right out and, like, laugh at you. This time, he did pull it out, but you understood that he'd been hit. In other words, it meant that he was going to be tranquilized.
Well, it was tense because right after we shot him with the first dart, he ran about maybe 20, 30 yards away from us and was sitting on a low tree limb. And it took 12 minutes before it really showed any effect on him. And that 12 minutes seemed like it took for hours. Before, when we darted him, we would lose him because he'd jump fences and so forth. And, of course, he could do it faster than we could. But this time we did it a little bit different. We set up a perimeter. So if he did go down, we knew where he was.
And again, can you just explain that these feelings that are running through you that, you know, after these four years?
There's a lot of feelings. I mean, over the time, I've had people threatening to beat me up, kill me, and everything else for catching him. And I feel bad for him that he couldn't be, that he isn't able to go climb through trees and that he's going to end up in an enclosure. Had he been in Asia where he normally comes from, as other monkeys are pushed out of other troops, they form new troops, which diversifies their gene, which keeps the monkey population going. Well, here he couldn't find, you know, because there is no other troop of monkeys, so he couldn't find a new place to go live. You know, it is an emotional thing for me that I'm glad we got him, I'm glad we do it, and if I had to do it, I'd do it all over again.
Vernon Yates of Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation in St. Petersburg, Florida, a nonprofit shelter for animals. Vern, thanks so much for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
And we will link you to our August visit with Vern at hereandnow.org. Up next, gender selection, here and now.